Right now, panel, some more questions for you from the week's news. Amy, many people credit Ruth Bader Ginsburg for holding the line on liberal priorities in the Supreme Court, but this week she was credited for another achievement by the Wall Street Journal, rehabilitating the reputation of what?
The scrunchie.
The scrunchie,
you know
yes.
It. Yes.
I'm so glad you knew this. Scrunchies. Let me bald-splain scrunchies. They're those puffy, colorful hair elastics from the 90s. They're back, and some say it's because Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg wears them everywhere she goes. She loves them. All the other justices are getting in on the retro thing, too. Justice Kennedy is trying to bring back bell bottoms, and Justice Gorsuch is trying to bring back illegal abortions.
Oh, God.
No, they're trendy now. Very retro, mid-century modern.
If there was, like, if they were trending, you know, like if people were following the trends of surely wouldn't we all be wearing a lot more capes?
You think? I mean, if people were looking at the Supreme Court for fashion tips, we'd all be wearing like voluminous robes.
There's something about a free-flowing garment and a collar that just really speak to the modern woman.
Yeah, right.
You know, weirdly.
Do I have a bra on? I don't know.
Amy, were you ever a scrunchie wearer?
Sure. You know why? I mean, they're the reason, unlike a rubber band, they actually don't pull your hair out when you remove them. I mean, they're super easy.
Peter was a rubber band guy.
Yeah, so you can tell.
That's what happened.
That was my mistake.
Peter, you stressed the follicles.
And I did.
It's okay. Just get some.
I just did one too many twists.
Just get a hot oil treatment. You'll be back.
Rashawn, lab-grown meat is on the horizon, right? Mm-hmm. Grown from cells of actual meat. They grow in the lab, create as much as they need. And according to one expert this week, lab-grown pork may be different from traditional pork in a very important way. What is it?
It's the other white meat.
That's true.
It can be different.
I think I know it.
I think it hydrates you from the inside out.
No.
Something that people can eat. Special
Some people,
people
can't eat it right now.
I think I would not so say much special
it's
people.
It's gluten-free pork?
Chosen people can eat it.
Okay, Mazel Tov, I get you. Okay, kosher pork.
Yes, it's kosher, which is amazing news. I don't know why we didn't lead the show. I don't know why we didn't devote the whole show to this. It's like, great news for the Jews, not a sentence you say a lot these days. Artificial pig, when developed, may be kosher. Kosher pig. That's the least Jewish thing since Ivanka Trump. A prominent rabbi named Yuval Chirlo, he reviewed the scripture and he thought about it, looked at the Talmud, considered, stroked his beard, and he announced that meat created in a Petri dish would be kosher. He did this while suspiciously smelling strongly of bacon. The reasoning is that during the process in which the cells are cloned over and over again to create the meat, the pig cells lose their animal identity. So that means man-made pork would be not prohibited.
Wow. This sounds like the least kosher thing.
I know.
It lost its identity. I feel like it needs to just go to a liberal arts school out in the front. Find itself,
maybe
wear
like,
a pair of Birkenstocks.
Like Bennington, Reed, maybe.
Yeah,
that would be great for it.
Do you think people would adopt this and accept it?
Well, I think like there's one thing. It's like you have to get over the idea that you can eat pork and it's okay, it's kosher. And then you have to grapple with the idea that it's this horrible animal thing made in a lab.
Right.
Well, that's the thing. Is there any Jewish mother more proud than the woman whose son is a doctor who created kosher pork?
That's true.